Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV.
Kia ora and pumata day. Happy Easter. It's hard to believe how fast this year seems to be going. Conference 2024 is almost upon us. Registrations are now live online at hamradio.org.nz via the registration link. Council has been notified that the use of Zoom at the venue is not practicable for various reasons. As such, Council has made the decision that virtual attendance will not be available for the AGM. If you had planned to attend via virtual attendance, our apologies for this not being able to happen. I would like to welcome Sarah Morrow to HQ. Sarah started on March 4th and is settling in well. Please make her feel welcome. On the call book, I am almost finished creating call book, just working on the last 1,000 call signs. As you have heard me say over the past few months, this version of call book will be the most up-to-date to help make this happen. If anyone knows of any keys that have become silent since November, please let me know so we can verify that they are no longer listed in call book. Council has approved a subcommittee to get digital break-in online, and this work will start soon. While this will not be complete before conference, we will keep you updated as work progresses. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. This news tonight from Mark, ZL3AB. The ZL Sprints have been renamed the ZL3NB Memorial Sprints for April in honour of Bill Carney, ZL3NB, Silent Key, who was a good friend and regular participant in the sprints. Held on Tuesday nights in April at 8 p.m, get prepared for five rounds of fun and frivolities, and some contesting. The format is the same as in previous years, 30 minutes of CW followed by 30 minutes of SSB on 80 metres with an exchange of RST. Always 599 or 5NN in CW, and your outside temperature. Work as many stations as you can in one or both periods, once on each mode. Now, this is a great chance to give CW a go, as this is a laid-back activity with a stylized exchange and speeds around 15 to 18 words per minute. Operators will slow down to your speed. More fun than winning a gold medal at the World Indoor Athletic Champs. Now, the rules are on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz. Look under the Activities tab for contests, then ZL Sprints. And that information for the ZL3NB Memorial Sprints for April from Mark, ZL3AB. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Ngā mihi o te aranga katoa. Easter greetings, everyone. Sarah Jane Morrow commenced working as the new NZART Administration Assistant at the beginning of March. It's been a steep learning curve for her, as like me, Sarah had no background in any radio-related matters. So for now, it's almost overwhelming, piecing all the different areas together. Rest assured, however, Sarah has a quick mind and has already seen some areas going forward that could be improved to streamline tasks. Please, if you are contacting headquarters, can you include Sarah's email address, admin@nzart.org.nz, to make sure she receives the same information that I do. This includes all branch newsletters, as Sarah has also undertaken the task of creating headquarters info line. Sarah will be attending the conference at King's Birthday weekend, so it's a great opportunity for you all to introduce yourselves to her. While talking about conference weekend, If you are considering nominating anyone for the NZART Awards, can you please let me know ASAP? The close-off date for nominations is 1 May 2024. Newsletters will be emailed to branch secretaries in April. This newsletter will include the NZART members in your branch who are eligible to vote on the remits as published in the March-April break-in. Please check the NZART web page branch listings to make sure I have the correct contact details for your branch. That's all from me, Jim. Te tika manaakitanga. Do the right thing and look after each other.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Conference 2024 news now from the conference publicity organiser, Roger Corbett, ZL3RC. NZART Conference 2024 registrations are now open for King's Birthday weekend, the 1st and 2nd of June. The weekend's full programme is available on the conference website, www.hamradio.co.nz, where you can also register by filling out the online registration form. The registration form will also be published in March-April issue of Break-In. Running alongside the conference programme, there are a number of exclusive tours hosted by museum staff. Now, these tours run both Saturday and Sunday, and full details are available on the conference website. Space in these tours is limited, so we advise you to select preferential bookings on the registration form to secure your place. The alternate programme, running both Saturday and Sunday, will visit the Christchurch CBD revitalised since the earthquake. The programme includes opportunities to discover your creative talents, your culinary skills, and explore the reopened and renovated arts centre. You'll also visit Ravenscar House, which houses an eclectic collection of paintings, decorative arts, furniture, and antiques. To dinner on Saturday night. This will be a night to remember, with professional entertainment and a first-class meal. So polish off those dancing shoes and get ready to boogie. Grota, Green Radios on the Air, will be on display with a number of radios and a chance to have a go at using one. Brush up on your CW, you may need it. SOTA, Summits on the Air, will be on display using more modern equipment. Also on display will be the hfradio.nz Disaster Relief Comms trailer, designed to be quickly deployed by a single person. It houses a 150-watt HF station capable of being locally operated or operated remotely via a number of different linking options. A list of accommodation possibilities has been compiled and is now available on the conference website. We hope this will make it easier for you to find and make your accommodation bookings. Keep an eye on www.hamradio.co.nz for the latest information, and we look forward to seeing you in Christchurch. And that information from Roger Corbett, ZL3RC, the conference publicity officer. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story comes from a U.S. broadcast network which reported recently about illegal sales of radio jammers in the U.S. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us up to date.
In the U.S., the Federal Communications Commission has revealed that the agency has been investigating a number of online retailers and other sellers over possible marketing of wireless radio frequency jammers, which are illegal under federal law. The disclosure by the FCC's Will Wyquist came following a report by NBC News that wireless jammers that were being offered for sale were being marketed as devices to interfere with the operation of drones. Federal law both prohibits the sale and use of devices that deliberately interfere with signals of GPS units, mobile phones, and other consumer devices. Such jamming devices have the potential to interfere as well with security cameras, Wi-Fi, and emergency communications. The FCC posts an explanation of its policy on its website, saying, quote, "Unlike other radio transmitting equipment, jamming equipment cannot be authorized by the FCC because the main purpose of jamming equipment is to interfere with radio communications," end quote. The FCC made its revelation about conducting probes only after the news network released its own report about the sales of the jammers by more than a dozen companies. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The Parks on the Air program had a welcome announcement recently for fans of Portable Operation. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, shares this development.
There's good news for POTA hunters. As POTA completes its conversion of labels to conform to the ISO-3166-2 standard, China has returned to participating in Parks on the Air. China's re-entry follows a number of discussions to resolve what POTA described as simple language barriers. According to documentation on the POTA website, the misunderstanding over POTA's reorganization of its code system resulted in an unfortunate breakdown in communications because of these language issues. On Monday, March 25th, POTA announced on its website, quote, "We are happy to be able to reactivate China so quickly." End quote. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
What are you doing on April 18th? There is something to celebrate, as Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us.
25 countries formed the International Amateur Radio Union in Paris in 1925. There are now three regions across the world and 160 member societies. World Amateur Radio Day is being marked April 18, and this year's celebration has been given a theme in anticipation of the IRU reaching its centenary next year. Organisers are calling it a century of connections, celebrating 100 years of amateur radio innovation, community and advocacy. The name acknowledges that ham radio became popular even before the IARU was created as an advocate for ham's roles in global communication and to defend amateur frequency allocations. On April 18, be listening for amateurs across Canada operating official stations ending in the suffix RAC for Radio Amateurs of Canada. A more expanded on-air celebration is planned in Greece, where the Radio Amateur Association of Greece will be using call sign Sierra Zulu Zero WARD to mark the occasion from April 15 to the 30th. Be listening around for other organisations in other nations and regions as they join the global celebration. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Advice tonight from the Nelson Amateur Radio Club Branch 26 concerning Westfest 24 to be held in Murchison. Please note the date change. It will be held on the 7th and the 8th of September. Westfest will commence at 10 a.m. on the Saturday 7th and conclude around 12:30 p.m. on Sunday the 8th. Now the organisers are looking for 9 to 10 presenters to cover their favourite topics. Presentation should ideally take up to, say, 50 minutes. Please give some thought to this call-out, and if you'd like to participate, please contact Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, email strobnz@gmail.com to discuss the finer details. That's Westfest 2024 in Murchison, now on the 7th and the 8th of September. An update tonight on the Christchurch Marley's Hill repeater site recovery. After the devastating fire of 15th February and the complete loss of all antenna systems, including the two supporting poles, good progress is being made in getting the site back online. The two new poles are on site and these should be erected over the next week or two. Work will then proceed on mounting new antennas and assorted coaxes. The main priority is to re-establish the national system, as this passes through Marley's and provides the local node to the Christchurch area. Power has been restored to the site, so progress has been made, but please be patient as there is still a lot to do. And thanks to the Marley Hill Repeater Trustees for that news update tonight. At this point in the official broadcast lineup, time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Here's a roundup of events going on in your area. And we start with Western Suburbs, Branch 03 NZART. The annual general meeting will be held at 10 a.m. on the 27th of April at the clubrooms, which is on 3000 Great North Road in New Lynn. down to the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, where the next meeting is on April the 2nd, that's a Tuesday, at 7:30pm in the club rooms. Graham Anderson speaks to the club on the Auckland Museum of Transport and Technology, or MOTAT. To Nelson Branch 26, where there is an antenna afternoon planned for Sunday the 7th of April at 1pm at Green Meadows in Stoke. This is an antenna afternoon to display differing types of antenna, mainly aimed at new hams, but anyone else is invited too. Bring your antenna for a show and tell. The branch will be erecting an 80 and 40 metre dipole, and they'll show how to cut and tune it using an SWR meter. And other antennas will also be on display for discussion. Any queries, send them to Stuart ZL2STR. That's Stuart ZL2STR. And finally, to Christchurch Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, April the 3rd, at the club rooms, which is at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Keith ZL4KA will give a presentation on the Condor Sugar Cube conversion project that he and Andrew ZL2PD have been working on. And that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that, folks, is the official broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.